Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at MobileMobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You know, we get into that era of the year where people are like, new me, or new year, new me, or whatever it is that they say. I mean, I don't know. I always get confused by it, but we can talk about that here in a bit. Anyways, how are you? You know, we're coming into this December the 13th. It is Tuesday, so you know that this is going to be a new episode of the Jay Allen Show, because that's what we do on Tuesdays. We talk about this, and we bring more information about what the hell is going on inside of the world. So let's talk about this, because, you know, I think that when we get into the new year, people are looking to do different things. They're looking to do some stuff that some people might go, well, is this the way to do it or not the way to do it? But we need to talk about this. And what I want to talk about today is about confidence, how to become more confident. Maybe that's the easier way to talk about this. So if you're like most people have, you have had moments where you feel that confident and moments where you feel downright unsure about yourself. And I mean, I always love those people that go, no, I never feel that way, which, you know, between you and I is malarkey. We'll just say malarkey. Whether you're giving a presentation at work or asking someone out on a date, we have those areas in our lives that we can boost our confidence. And maybe that's what we should talk a little bit about more today. Luckily, there are some things that you can do to give yourself a mental pep talk to increase your self-confidence. Keep listening and discover these steps so you can take a moment to become the best version of yourself. So why is confidence so important? Well, some people ask that, so maybe we should discuss that. So far in the first part of, you know, of the series about confidence that we discussed, we have had discussed what exactly it is on why some people are more confident than others. But in this podcast today, we want to focus on the most important part of the confidence. Why do we need to build it within ourselves? Well, it's actually quite simple. It uniquely shapes our experiences. In our personal lives, confidence helps us to build relationships and set boundaries at work. And it allows us to take risks and seize opportunities. In our creative pursuit, confidence is often the difference between success and failure. It gives us the courage to pursue our goals and be self-resilient. To overcome setbacks. Another reason confidence is important is to allow us to enjoy our lives more fully. When we feel confident, we are more likely to take advantage of new challenges and savor our successes. We also feel better about ourselves, which can lead to increased happiness and satisfaction. If you want to improve in life in certain areas, developing greater confidence should be your first step. Now, of course, building confidence is not easy, and it will take some time and dedication, but with help of our tips, it can help, you know, the necessary steps that you need to take. So what can you do to boost self-confidence? Here are some laid out, some of the most important things that you need to practice to build more self-confidence. Do what you do best. That's the first one. If it is no secret, many people feel more confident when they are good at something. And why wouldn't they? I mean, let's be realistic. When we are good at something, we feel a sense of mastery and control. Additionally, the feeling of competency in one of the areas can also spill over to other areas in our lives. If you feel confident in our ability to doing something, we are more likely to take risk and try new things. As a result, in doing these things that we are good at can positively impact our overall confidence. I mean, think about that. Think about the times that you've done stuff that you didn't feel confident about, but you felt confident in other things, so you did these other things that you weren't confident about at first. Yeah, don't try to say that too much because that could become a tongue twister. Anyway, so prioritize your goals. Many of us experience the urge to just go for it, and it takes a leap of faith into something new without any kind of preparation or planning. At times, jumping headfirst into something new can lead to positive results. However, more often than not, it leads to negative consequences. When we do something that requires more confidence, we are more likely to make mistakes and end up in worse situations than before. By taking the time to assess our abilities and create a plan of action, we can avoid adverse outcomes and set ourselves up for success while also slowly building our confidence. So think about that as we are talking. And then take care of yourself. Feeling good about yourself is both internal and external process. One of the easiest ways to start feeling good about yourself is when you start taking care of both your mind and your body. Consider how much better you feel after a full night of rest or a nutritious meal that fuels you with energy. I mean, I know we still all love ice cream and desserts and all that kind of stuff, but there's other ways to go about things. Another thing that guarantees to help is regular exercise. It will not only boost your mood, but it will also see yourself get more positive in a more positive light overall when you really think about it. And of course, we cannot ignore the importance of good friendships. Surrounding yourself with people who celebrate your accomplishments and push you towards achieving your goals is a guarantee to make you feel better about yourself. Do our tips cover something that you might have overlooked in your life? Well, maybe that's something to think about as I am talking about this. So if I have to kind of sum it all up, let's do it this way. In the first part of the series of confidence, we dealt into the factors of what the role play into building confidence and establish that in a more complex quality. Well, while it's true that confidence doesn't come easy for everyone, we did talk about this as we outlined some of the methods that you can practice to feel more confidence in your life. And while the road to self-love is rocky, the sense of accomplishment you will experience in the end will be worth it. And in the meantime, fake it until you make it, right? I mean, isn't that what people say? So go out there and start slaying your goals in regards to confidence, or at least building your confidence as we get into this new year. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 40 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.